He stopped abruptly, turning his head to see Buchanan striding toward him.
What the? Hey!
Hunter had holstered the big Lamat and picked up an aspen branch the size of a fence post. The broken end of the branch dropped with the man into the deep, narrow ravine behind him.
Diamond to hell!
The other man leaped to his feet, his eyes popping with fear.
No!
He raised his arms to shield his face. As Buchanan stabbed the branch into his ear. Blind with fury, Buchanan hit the man's head again and again until he lay upon the ground. Hunter dropped the club when the crackle of guns rose from the direction of the stagecoach.
Damn it.
The second rapist lay still on the edge of the cliff, dead eyes staring out of a mask of blood. Hunter used his foot to shove the body into the ravine. Hunter drew the Lamat, facing in the direction of the stagecoach.
Low-down, dirty devils!
Oh! Charlie, no!
Hunter turned to Miss Myers. She was sitting up, her fallen hair full of dirt and leaves. Her hat was gone, her dress was torn. So were her petticoat and pantaloons. Her hands seemed to be idly trying to close the flesh-revealing tears in her clothes as she stared up in shock at the Jehu, her face pale, her eyes round and glassy. She had a bruise high on her right cheek that would become a black eye in a few hours.
Stay here.
Hunter bounded off through the forest, sprinting back in the direction of the stage road. He climbed the rise along the mountain's shoulder, ran down the other side. Beyond the shrubs and rocks, he saw men milling around the stage on horseback, dust rising. Hunter stopped and crouched between two boulders and a twisted cedar next to the trail. He could see the bodies of Charlie Anders and Wilfred Farley lying in bloody heaps on the ground beside the coach.
Where the hell's the payroll money?
One of the riders was kneeling atop the coach. To his left sat the steel-banded strongbox, its lid open, bullet-torn padlock hanging askew. Envelopes of all shapes and sizes were strewn around the box. They were tugged this way and that by the breeze.
It's not in the box?
No, it's not.
The man on horseback, tall, bearded, and wearing a black hat, looked around wildly.
Where's Buchanan?
Who's Buchanan?
The Jehu.
Buchanan's right here.
Hunter stepped onto the trail and tripped the latch to engage the Lamat's 12-gauge shotgun barrel. The rider plunged down the horse's left hip. The man in the black hat flew backward off his horse and hit the ground with half of his head missing. Hunter flicked the lever back to engage the Lamat's .44-caliber barrel. The man on the coach flew backward and out of sight. A rat-faced man struggled to aim his pistol as his horse skitter-hopped. His shot went wild, and his body bounced off the coach wheel.